Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Bob Tuscan Show. It is May 10th, 2011. I'm your host, Bob Tuscan, and tonight we have a special program planned for you. Mark Passio, our good friend from What on Earth is Happening, will be joining us for a full program. We'll be taking a look at the deeper side of the current events and distractions, which are one and the same these days with the mainstream media and all this talk about Osama bin Laden. Still in the news weeks later after they rolled him out of the freezer with this big-time distraction PR campaign. And we'll be talking with him a little bit about that for the first part of the show, but then we'll get away from that and take a look at a wonderful presentation he put together that he put forth at the Free Your Mind Conference, a conference that he hosted and organized, and I was a speaker there along with a lot of other great speakers, Freeman, and many people that you know listening to Oracle Broadcasting and the shows on the network and other networks like this, and it was a great time, and Mark put together a presentation on police and military symbolism, and he dived deep, so we're not going to be able to get into all of it. That's why we're going to ask you to check out the Free Your Mind Conference website and look for his full presentation that will be up in the near future. And also, please tune in to Mark's show Sundays on Oracle Broadcasting from 5 to 7 p.m. East Coast time. And he does his weekly look at the deeper side of what's really going on. He has a book of information, and you're not going to want to miss it every Sunday on Oracle Broadcasting. And folks, if I sound a little bit different than my normal self, it's because, well, we're making the best of some connection problems that I had, so I'm doing it from the regular old telephone until I can be fully functioning with my studio and continue to do the program in high quality, hopefully, for the rest of the show. If not, we'll make it work. Mark's got things on lock with his side of the deal, and it's definitely going to be a great show. I'll dive deep into what it means to be a cop. And we'll talk a little bit about that. We'll talk about the various badges and the symbolism behind the checkered floor. And you'll see that on a lot of the police hats. It blew my mind. So anybody who has family or friends or is former military or still in the military, I know a lot of our listeners are military, you're really going to enjoy this. It's really going to give you a deeper look at how they feel about the useless eaters that they control, that they give orders to, that do the bidding of some weak, sick, old, measly pedophiles. And that's what it comes down to. These guys are weaklings. These guys are cowards. They're afraid to death. So they need to take the people and use them as their pawns. And there's a Henry Kissinger quote that I'm sure a lot of our listeners are familiar with that refer to military as simply pawns and, you know, animals, useless eaters, goyim, whatever you want to call it. That's how they feel about the military. So we need to stop alienating the military. I know a lot of time we alienate the police and military. I'm a love police member, and just like our friend Charlie Veach, I'd much rather give them a hug. And I'll tell you about my Freeman moment at some point with the ocean here in sunny South Florida as I'm visiting my family for Mother's Day. I got a chance to get out in the reefs, and I had a Freeman moment. I had to explain to a park ranger that the ocean belongs to the earth and to all of us. Anyways, I'll tell you about that at some point throughout the show tonight. Mark Passio on the show. What on Earth is Happening? We'll be right back. This is the Bob Tuscan Show.
Hey, this is Chris and Cherie, hosts of Truth Frequency, here to tell you all about our favorite suppliers of entheogens and sacred plants, Bouncing Bear Botanicals. This is the only supplier that I trust for fresh ayahuasca vine directly from the Amazon basin. Just go to truthfrequencyradio.com and click on the banner right on our front page.
And don't forget, Chris, Bouncing Bear also offers only the freshest Amanita muscaria, San Pedro cactus, Salvia divinorum, Thai kratom, and much, much more. So order now through our website, truthfrequencyradio.com, by clicking on the banner. Your order will be shipped securely, and your information is always kept safe and confidential. And by ordering through TruthFrequencyRadio.com, not only will you get the best customer service on the planet, but you'll also be supporting the show.
So don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, tap into the Truth Frequency every Saturday, 10 o'clock Central on Oracle Broadcasting, TruthFrequencyRadio.com.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
In a world where corrupt oppressors and oligarchs have seized control of the populations, total tyranny is amongst us. The burden of humanity rests on our shoulders. The only way out is to expose the global crime syndicate known as the New World Order. Together, we are all one. Together, we are Intel soldiers. The battle for free humanity ensues. Join us in the fight. TheIntelHub.com.
All right, folks, let's jump into today's very special edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. We have Mark Passio on the line with us, folks, a special treat for you. And Mark is just a wealth of information. He's been a regular on the Bob Tuscan Show for the last few years now, and we'll jump right into it with Mark. Of course, his website, whatonearthishappening.com. Mark, welcome to the show, buddy. As always, it's a pleasure to have you, and congratulations on the new Sunday slot on Oracle Broadcasting.
Bob, thanks so much. As always, it's a great pleasure to be here with you on your fine show.
Well, thank you so much, Mark, and we have a treat for the listeners tonight, getting into some of the deeper symbolism behind the military and police, and there's a lot to that, and we'll also talk about the occult symbolism, if you will, behind the Osama bin Laden distraction. And Mark has, as usual, a deeper look at what's really going on, why they chose to do it, when they did, and so on. So we'll talk about that from a little bit different of a perspective than maybe what you're used to seeing the issue being covered as. And but first, let me tell the listeners, Mark, I was telling you a little bit about it, I think, off the air, about my free man sort of moment that I had this weekend as I was visiting the folks down here in sunny South Florida. As you know, Mark, I love to snorkel. It's just one of those things that I've really gained a passion for. You know, you look under the ocean and you see this ecology and this diversity, and it's just amazing stuff. And we don't know we know very little about our oceans. We know a lot more about our space and you know the universe than we do about our own oceans here on our planet. And Aaron McCollum, of course, another speaker that was at the Free Your Mind conference and guest on the show, you know, he talks about the unidentified submergible objects or whatever they're called, and the different Project Seagate and oceanic projects that take place. But long story short, here's my free man moment. I was swimming in the ocean, checking out the beautiful reef here. I'm not going to give the exact location, but there's a large jetty,
and the fish all swim along the jetty, and there's just tons of diversity. There's Nerf sharks, there's giant angel fish, a manta ray the size of a car, tarpon, 200-pound tarpons, beautiful wildlife. And long story short, we're swimming over there, and all of a sudden a park ranger comes, and he tells me and my buddy to come over. And he says, if you don't come over here, I'm going to call the cops. I'm going to call the cops. And it's a park ranger, you know. It's a state-paid-for park ranger. And I get out the water, and I sit next to the guy, and I just start talking to him. Like I say, you know, so what's the problem? What's the reasoning behind, you know, people not going over there other than that's what you're told and you're doing your job? And he started to open up to me. He told me that there's conch out there that people take, and they're an endangered species, and that people go out there and they steal the conch. And he told me about the spear fishing that takes place, and how, you know, it's dangerous for children on the beach because people lose their spear guns all the time. And I sat down. I said, you know what? That's natural law. That's all stuff that affects somebody else. But what we were doing out there was just looking. We weren't harming anyone. And I said to him, you know, I don't drive 100 miles per hour down the road, not because there's a sign that tells me I got to go 35, but because pragmatically I don't want to hit anyone. I don't want to endanger any children in the parking lot. Okay, so I do that out of my own will to not harm anyone. It's natural law, Mark. We've talked about this many times before. That's all it is. It's natural law. And I explained to him, you know, natural law, and I broke it down for him. And long story short, at the very end of talking to the guy, and he seemed to be a nice guy after he broke through the I'm going to call the cops on you guys. I said to him, look, if you don't mind, I'm going to go out there and swim and check out the reef now. And he said to me, that sounds like you're trying to sidestep government. And I said, that's exactly right. I gave him a big handshake, and he said, go have fun. And, you know, I don't know if our listeners are still listening to me right now.
if you no, haven't, Bob, you're coming through loud and clear.
All right. Well, I hope I was making sense in addition to being heard.
Absolutely. Because
for me, it was a moment of like, aha.
That's just fantastic. That just illustrates the point that people in so-called positions of authority can be gotten through to if we state our case effectively and in a rational way, which you did, and the individual seemed to have gotten what you were trying to communicate to him, and agreed that there was no problem there. There was no natural law infraction taking place, and he let you continue your activity, which you had every right to be engaged in.
Yeah, it was an amazing moment, and it took a little bit of, I guess, maturity is what I want to say. It took a little bit of, you know, warming up and compromising in a sense in order to get there. So rather than just alienating him and saying, screw you, I'm going to swim out of here like my buddy was about to do, I sat down and I talked to the guy, and for that I wasn't tased and taken out of the water with the Coast Guard and their guns drawn at me, or the police and their guns drawn at me. But anyways, I guess I brought that up because tonight on the show, Mark, we're going to talk about the police and the military and how they're victims of a system of control. And they themselves don't understand that, you know, there comes a point in time where they're just following orders. And that's a very dangerous thing if it goes against, you know, natural law, if you will, or if it goes beyond natural law. I think that's anything right beyond natural law is not a good thing. In that sense, I'm a complete libertarian, and I know you are too, Mark.
Yes, absolutely. Police have this thing that they call respect for the law, and this version of the word law I would spell with a lowercase l, because they are referring to the law of man, the laws of man that man writes down and expects people to obey. Instead, the healthy respect that they should be carrying within themselves is a respect for natural law, the laws of nature, which are immutable, which means that they do not change. See, the laws of man change depending on where you live. They change depending on the times that you're living in. But the laws of nature are immutable. They're unchanging. They're actually unbreakable. They simply are. And we are bound by them whether we understand them or not, whether we accept that they exist or not. Whereas the laws of man are simply the whims or dictates of flawed human beings. And it's a very difficult distinction to understand and to comprehend deeply.
It is. It is. And people all the time confuse, you know, man-made law with natural law. And then they confuse our monetary system with what the earth provides for us and actually growing the food. We'll talk about that and so much more with Mark Passio, our special guest tonight for a full program. This is the Bob Tuscan Show.
If or when the dollar crashes, an alternate system of trade will be a necessity. FreeWorldMarket.com is your free market solution to the economic crisis. Barter with small businesses without using government money. Stretch your buying power in these hard financial times by saving up to 50% on great products and services. Keep money in your community and away from the big banks. Preserve your wealth from hyperinflation and even become a merchant and immediately begin increasing your sales. Visit FreeWorldMarket.com now.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Hey, this is Jack Blood, host of Deadline Live. For years now, I have been cheating the multinational pharma cartels and have avoided extensive doctor bills by taking Enerfood products every day. These are the products that the powers that be do not want you to know about, and with Codex Alimentarius legislation, are actively trying to ban. Why? Because if you take Enerfood coconut milk powder and switch to all-organic NutriCafe coffee and Coco Mojo, you won't need them. Go to Enerfood.com today to learn more about how a daily inexpensive intake of nature's superfood will increase your immune system by flushing out toxins, and how this will increase your energy, stamina, and focus. You know, you can't take on the New World Order from your couch. Enerfood.com or give them a call today. 866-762-9238. 866-762-9238. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
It really was a cool experience. And, if you're just joining us, this is the Bob Tuscan Show. I gave a story that happened to me recently in the last segment. If you missed it, go back to the archives. Brought to you by BobTuskin.com, T-U-S-K-I-N. Joining us on the show tonight, Mark Passio, his website, What on Earth is Happening. Mark, let's jump right into this. Of course, there is nothing in my mind that is coincidental about the day in which they released the hot story, the big news, the flashback of the trauma-based mind control that happened on September 11th. It's the one and only boogeyman, Osama bin Laden.
Well, the occultists who are in control of this planet love their numerology. They love their holidays, and they stick to patterns and plans that they know. And they don't really diverge from those things too much. So once you understand what those things are, it's pretty easy to predict their future patterns.
You can read like a book, huh?
That's right. So May 1st, Walpurgisnacht, also known as Beltane. It is the highest occult holiday of the year, specifically in the dark occult traditions. And this is the fertility rites of spring. But moreover, this is the last day of what is known in the world of occultism as the season of sacrifice. From the beginning of spring, the spring equinox, to the midpoint of spring, which is May 1st or Beltane, is referred to as the season of sacrifice, this 40-day period. And right on schedule, you know, last year we had the Gulf oil spill in that time frame. This year, during this time frame, we had the Fukushima disaster. And now, at the very end of this time frame of 40 days, the season of sacrifice culminating on May 1st, we have the political thawing or defreezing of Osama bin Laden, the 9/11 boogeyman, to instill more fear in the public and act as a psychological psyop, which is basically a gauge. They're trying to gauge just how well their mind control and psyops are still working on the American public. And I'd have to say it's still working quite well. Sadly, but that happens to be the case.
You would think that the programming would start to wear off, but it's stronger than ever in many sense. And, of course, they had the stage, the big party in front of the White House in New York when the news was broke about Osama bin Laden. They had to do it in line with a hockey game getting out in Washington so that all those people could go from the hockey game to celebrate in front of the White House. And what a great camera shot opportunity to be down there. And
we had a big May 1st PSYOP during the Bush administration, Bush Jr. There was the Walpurgisnacht ritual that he came out on the aircraft carrier in his orange jumpsuit, dressed as a fighter pilot. The whole mission accomplished speech back in 2003 was also done on Walpurgisnacht / Beltane, which is May 1st. So they love their psyops on this date. It's 5-1. See, 5-1. Area 51 is connected with this date. May Day, the distress call, is connected with this date. Synchronistically, lots of things connected with 5-1. You have PDD, Presidential Decision Directive 51, which is about the declaration of martial law and the cutting off of all resources, basically putting all resources under the banner of government protection. That's all in that presidential decree 51. So they love this date, and I would highly recommend that people keep an eye on this date going forward in the future years, because this is their high holiday from April 30th into May 1st. And I would expect more things of this nature to be trotted out on that date.
Yeah, and we can read this like a book, as Mark said. If you look at the symbolism, if you look at the numerology, They lay it out for you. It's right in front of your face. They like to do these things in plain sight because they know the masses are so brainwashed and distracted that they won't be able to figure this out. But as long as we have guys like Mark out there illuminating the dark ones, we are going to continue to see through these contrived propaganda fear-mongering campaigns. And as Mark said, they were trying to test the public's reaction to this in many respects. They wanted to see how many people are still under the mind control of Osama bin Laden in the official story of September 11th, which is a complete fraud, as most of our listeners, I'm sure, know by now. In addition to that, Mark, we've heard reports on the news recently of several Islamic scholars and different people of the Muslim faith in airplanes trying to cause a disturbance, trying to eject themselves from the airplane or bang on the cockpit door. It's another report of, you know, this sort of thing in my mind that they want to blow out of proportion, that they want people to look at in order to continue to have TSA grope us at the airport. And not just at the airport, right after the announcement of Osama bin Laden being killed and the higher terror threat as a result of possible retaliation, they also announced that they would start incrementally working themselves into having soft terror checkpoints for TSA at your local ballparks, as they've talked about doing for some time now, at your grocery store, at your local mall. So they're trying to incrementally, as I'm sure most of our listeners know, crack down on our freedom of travel, on our freedom of going out and going to the mall without having to be groped or go through a naked body scanner. And in my mind, you know, I listen to some of the mainstream radio as I drive to the beach, and on the radio, they're all talking about how not all terrorists are Muslims, or not all Muslims are terrorists, rather, but most terrorists are Muslims. So they're, you know, they're continuing to play on the Islamophobia, which is a reason why, in my mind, as Americans, we sit back and watch our country bomb, I don't know, Libya, Syria, Iran, I don't know. What's on the table, folks? You tell me. Don't you think that there's an obvious connection to the Islamophobia and playing on that hate for Muslims in order to, you know, have a boogeyman and a pretext? So we see these stories, one after the other, of different Muslims on airplanes causing disturbances. You have to wonder, what's going on here? What are they testing? And then we hear reports of people like on Flight 93, supposedly, let's roll, they go out and they take these Muslims out. So I think they're also trying to see if people are going to sit back and watch this sort of thing happen like they did on September 11th, perhaps. So they're testing the passengers of these planes. And sure enough, the passengers are standing up. They're not going to let something like that go down. Passengers are not going to let anybody take their plane, whether it's a terrorist or not. Anyways, folks, we'll talk about some other issues in just a moment in regards to the police and military with a special presentation tonight with our special guest, Mark Passio of WhatOnEarthIsHappening.com. We'll be talking, again, about police and military symbolism. The full PDF of this is at his website, and the full presentation will soon be up at WhatOnEarthIsHappening.com, as well as the Free Your Mind Conference website. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. This is the Bob Tuscan Show.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
Thank you. Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Mark Passio joining us live on the Bob Tuscan Show. A look at the symbolism behind the police and military. Mark, let's direct the listeners to the PDF of the presentation and jump right into it.
Great. Okay, so anyone that wants to follow along with the imagery that we'll be discussing tonight on the show, go to whatonearthishappening.com. In the first item in the news section, okay, so that's on the left-hand side of the site, you'll see latest news. On the first item there, it's an article about being on the show tonight with Bob. You can click that. That will take you to the page with the PDF document. You can download this PDF document, which is called Occult Mockery of Police and Military. And it's a 4.9 megabyte PDF file. It has a lot of images in it, the slides from my presentation. I had to compress them a little bit heavily, so they're not top quality, but you can see all the imagery perfectly there. And it's you know, keep the file size down so that the download is kind of small. So hopefully my server will keep up with that demand and you'll be able to grab the PDF. So this is a presentation that I basically gave at the Free Your Mind conference on April 10th of this year. And
I was there.
Yes, it was just a phenomenal event. We all had a blast and learned so much. Great speakers from all around the country.
It was.
And this was the presentation that wrapped it up at the end of the day on Sunday. I was the last speaker on Sunday evening. And
you had to end it with the high note, you know?
Well, it was both a high note and you could say it was a low note, because there's a lot of dark material in this presentation. It is not for the faint of heart. It really exposes what the dark occultists think of people. And the people who, as we will see, that they really detest and despise the most isn't even your average Joe. It's the people who help them carry out their agenda. And you would think, oh, that's a contradiction. They must love people like that. No, that's not the case. They see people who are helping them carry out their own agenda of slavery and basically spiritual devastation as people to be held in the highest of contempt. And we'll see that that's reflected in the symbolism that they actually put upon them in their roles as controllers for the real controllers. Okay, so the people who are doing the dirty work of the real controllers behind the scene, the mind controllers, who are the occultists of the world, these are simply
the government, right?
Yes, they're the pawns.
The mind controllers. What does government mean?
Yes. So let's jump right into the presentation. You'll see the title slide basically saying the title of the document and when it was given. That's slide one. We're going to slide two. I opened with a quote from Orwell, who most of the listeners here are familiar with. It says, if liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear. So this information, even among freedom-minded individuals, may not be very easy to digest or to hear, because many people in the freedom movement and truth movements are unfamiliar with the occult and do not really understand the mindset that occultism, specifically dark occultism, is all about. So we have to open our minds and hearts in order to take this information in and make positive use of it. Slide three, I explain the concept of emotional mind control as being when we encounter information that makes us uncomfortable, we often shut down to it instead of embracing it and looking into it deeper to try to find out whether it is accurate or not. And I would highly encourage people not to fall into this modality of thought, because it is fear-based. Yes, this information is dark, but don't succumb to the fear of the information. Rather, look at what the information is saying and weigh that objectively. Weigh the information objectively. Do your own research. That's the best advice that I can give when it comes to material such as this, and this is a big field with a lot to it. Slide four. I quoted the philosopher Kierkegaard. He said there are only two ways to be fooled. One is to believe what is not true, and the other is to refuse to accept what is true. And I reiterated that these are really the only two ways that mankind inflicts suffering upon itself. These are the reasons why we are suffering to the extent that we are. We accept things that are not true, and we refuse to accept things that are true. So this is all about the truth, okay? So the word occult has to be understood in its proper context, and one of the best ways to do this is to look at the derivation or the etymology of the word. Occult comes from the Latin language, and it is a verb. It comes from occultare, which is a verb in Latin, meaning to hide, to conceal, or to keep secret. That's what the word occult means.
You know, Mark, that's interesting, because I think a lot of people have this negative connotation of the word, and they don't realize, as you said, the deeper meaning behind it is simply to hide things. That's the whole purpose behind, you know, the secret societies, if you will, is to keep things hidden from the public, their true agenda hidden from the public, the true aspect of it, which is satanic, from the people and the lower echelons of the pyramid.
That's exactly right. Occultism is simply hidden knowledge. That's all it is. And that brings us to the next slide, which is hidden knowledge. And a pyramid representing the symbolic shape of hidden knowledge. And we have to look at this in the two aspects that knowledge is basically secreted or hidden or occulted from people. And the ways that this is done is through hierarchy and compartmentalization. They're the two aspects that you need in place in order to occult information or to hide information, to create secrecy. Hierarchy means there's a chain of command. So each person has both people below them that they can give orders and people above them that they take orders from. Compartmentalization means that different areas of knowledge are broken up, okay, into smaller sections or segmented groups of information through which they can basically be kept separate from each other. And the individuals in those groups do not know what the other groups may know or what they may be doing or how they may fit into an agenda that lies at a higher up level where all of these different groupings of information come together and are known by a small few.
It's on a need-to-know basis, and that's the makeup of the whole system. And military and police operate solely on this compartmentalized effort. And that's why when people say, well, how could that many people be in on a conspiracy? And I just tell them, you know, look, this isn't the entire government. That's why I don't like the term 9/11 was an inside job, because, yes, it's true in a sense, but it implies to the average person out there that the entire government is involved. And I always say, of course, the post office, the guy who delivers your mail, that they're not involved. Of course, not every senator or congressman or whatever is involved. You know, we got to look at the fact that this is compartmentalized, and that's how they operate. They operate on a need-to-know basis in order to keep these things hidden from the people, to keep this information, the occult, if you will, hidden.
That's right. So that was image number 6. If we move to image number 7, it depicts this pyramid being basically run by a sorcerer, by a magician, okay? A dark magician at that. And this is a great image. I'm not sure who painted this, but I use it in some of my presentations. And basically, he's the money master. He's the one who all of the energy of the world is flowing to, because he has set himself up in this illusory position of power that people accept, which is basically the idea of authority in general. And that's what's running this world, and that's what's keeping people under mind control and keeping them from understanding and recognizing natural law and living in harmony with it. So
you bring up the term mind control, and you bring up, you know, natural law. Well, what is not natural law? What goes beyond that, like we were talking about in the first segment? It's government. And let's break down the word government for our listeners, and then we got to take a quick break.
Sure.
But from what I understand, if you break it down, it means mind control, right, Mark?
That's right. The word government comes from Latin as well. It's a future slide in this presentation, but I'll talk about it right now. It comes from two Latin words, gubernare, okay, sometimes rendered as guvernare, which is closer to actually govern. But if you look at the word gubernare, it's very close to gubernatorial, which is what the election of a governor is. Okay, so gubernare in Latin simply means to control, and then the second part of the word mente is a derivation of the Latin noun mens mentis, which is where we get the word mental from, and this word in Latin means mind. So you put them together, gubernare, to control, mente, mind, to control the mind, mind control, right in the
all
word.
Right, there you go, folks. Mark's breaking it down for us. We'll be back with more. The antithesis of government. This is the Bob Tuscan Show.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the United States military and your local police departments are looking for recruits. IQ scores below 100, you have to be an adrenaline junkie, and please accept all authority and do everything you're told.
Welcome back, folks, to the Bob Tuscan Show. Our special guest, Mark Passio, joining us, talking about the police and military symbolism that goes deep into how they're used and what they represent to the controllers, to the powers that shouldn't be. And we'll jump right back into it. Mark, for those who are just tuning in that want to follow along with some of the imagery of the presentation, how can they find it?
Well, you can download the PDF document that we're moving our way through tonight at whatonearthishappening.com, and then go to the first item in the news section, which is an article saying that I would be on the Bob Tuscan Show this evening. If you go to that article, you can then download the PDF document entitled Occult Mockery of Police and Military. It's a 4.9 megabyte PDF file. So we were looking at image number 7 on this PDF document, being an image of a sorcerer controlling a pyramid from the very top, and all of the power and energy of the world flowing to him because he is a manipulator. And indeed, that is an accurate depiction of our world. This is what the world has become. Unfortunately, it is ruled by dark occultists hidden behind the scenes that are manipulating people into giving away all of their power, giving away their minds to them ultimately, so that the world that the dark occultists want to see created becomes manifested, and the world that we want to see created does not have a chance to manifest. Unfortunately, that is the case, but we can change it. Now, I look at myself as living proof that no matter how deep and dark anybody's mindset happened to be at one point in time, it can change. It can be changed, and somebody can reverse their position, because I did this, and it took a lot of suffering for me to do it. And the reason that I put out these talks is because I would like to see it not have to take so much suffering for other people to change their mindset and their worldview. In image number 8, you can see that I was once a priest in a dark occult organization known as the Church of Satan. I was involved in many dark occult groups when I was younger. However, this is the most well-known of them. If I broke out some of the other names, they might not be as familiar to some of the listening audience, but this one most people have heard about in some capacity or another. This is what I refer to as the Boy Scouts of the satanic hierarchy that is really in charge of things. And I say that that at best it is the Boy Scouts. This is a recruiting ground, is the way I look at what the Church of Satan was in hindsight. It is a psychological profiling system. They are looking for the most psychopathic individuals that they can pull up from the ranks of the general public and groom them to assist in agendas. They're looking for people with occult talents and capabilities that they can identify and bring up through the rankings of the dark occult to help them with their agenda. Now, of course, you'll never make it into the realms of the hierarchy that are controlled by bloodline families or international bankers, etc., but you'll be groomed to be a good pawn that does their bidding when you're told. Okay,
yeah.
So, yes.
Well, I was just going to interject that we see some sort of blackmail often for these pawns developed from their stay at the Church of Satan or the Freemason Temple, and only when they establish enough blackmail on themselves, whether it's pedophilia,
which is
often the case, unfortunately. And we talk a lot about the pedophile aspect to these satanic scumbags. But the point being is only then do we see them, you know, rise through the ranks. Only then do we still see, and back to the military, we hear of the shooting star, the rising star in the military, the concept of somebody that goes into the military and rises in ranks very quickly and comes from a very humble background, perhaps, but rises through the ranks, like what we heard with Kay Griggs' husband in the Kay Griggs story. I don't know if our listeners know about that. But the point being is that these people are often the ones groomed and with enough blackmail on them, and then they seem to rise through the ranks. And like you said, they'll never get to the point of which the Blue Bloods are at, you know, the royal family or whoever the Blue Bloods are, but they are used as pawns, as trauma-based mind control slaves, as military officers and different government officials. Like we say a lot on the show, the government officials, they're just puppets. The people behind the scenes, the ones pulling the strings, are not in the spotlight. They know better.
I want to comment on a couple of things about the document that people are seeing there in image number 8. This is an official decree by Anton LaVey, who was the former high priest of the Church of Satan. He is the individual who basically instituted this organization. But you'll notice that the name on it is not Mark Passio, but Mark Rocar. Now, that is indeed me. This is a name that I took as part of an initiation into the dark occult, and it is a demon name from a Gnostic book known as the Pistis Sophia, the Faith Wisdom. Okay, this book has a conversation in it between Jesus and Mary Magdalene, where Jesus is describing to Magdalene the concept of hell and separation from the Creator, and what all of the torments that take place in the state of separation from the Creator are like. And he describes it as a huge dragon with different compartments or prisons within this huge dragon. And there are different rulers who do the torture and torments of all of the tormented souls within this huge prison. And one of the rulers is a ten-headed cat demon known as Rokar. And since I was born under the sign of Leo, I took this as my name for purposes of being involved in occultism. So that's where the name Rokar comes from, for people confused by that document. That is indeed me, or once was me, is what I should say. In the next image, you can see it is a letter from LaVey's former wife, Blanche Barton, praising me for my recent priesthood, being granted the priesthood by LaVey himself. LaVey granted the priesthood on March 19th, which is the beginning of the season of sacrifice. Once again, occultists stick to their methodologies. They always do things the same way. It's a very reptilian pattern. So March 19th, the beginning of the season of sacrifice, is when the priesthoods went out in this organization. I think that's the intro music. Bob, we'll leave it
there,
we'll
I
guess.
Yeah, we'll pick it up in just a moment. Yeah, hour number two still to come. Jeez, folks, just when it was getting good. But don't worry, we have a full hour still to come with Mark Passio. Man, does this guy know what he's talking about? If you haven't been able to tell by now, I'm a huge fan of Mark. And in my mind, Mark's material, you know, he dives deep into the occult aspects of this. And he's a Michael Tesserion, a Jordan Maxwell in his own right. We'll be coming back with Mark in just a little bit for hour number two of The Bob Tuscan Show. Again, support our sponsors at the Bob Tuscan website, bobtuscan.com. That's T-U-S-K-I-N. Don't go anywhere. This is The Bob Tuscan Show.
This is Chris and Cherie, hosts of Truth Frequency, here to tell you all about our favorite suppliers of entheogens and sacred plants, Bouncing Bear Botanicals. This is the only supplier that I trust for fresh ayahuasca vine directly from the Amazon basin. Just go to truthfrequencyradio.com and click on the banner right on our front page.
And don't forget, Chris, Bouncing Bear also offers only the freshest Amanita muscaria, San Pedro cactus, Salvia divinorum, Thai kratom, and much, much more. So order now through our website, truthfrequencyradio.com, by clicking on the banner. Your order will be shipped securely, and your information is always kept safe and confidential. And by ordering through truthfrequencyradio.com, not only will you get the best customer service on the planet, but you'll also be supporting the show.
So don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, tap into the Truth Frequency every Saturday at 10 o'clock Central on Oracle Broadcasting, truthfrequencyradio.com.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Bob Tuscan Show. Our website, bobtuscan.com, T-U-S-K-I-N. And tonight's show, we have Mark Passio with us from whatonearthishappening.com. Mark's a good friend of the show, and we're taking a look at police and military symbolism. Mark, what can the listeners expect to hear this hour?
Well, I'm going to continue to break down some of the things that are hidden from the general public regarding the occult. What is the occult knowledge that is ultimately hidden from us that these occultists use against us as a weapon? That's the first thing we need to know. And then we're going to look at how some of the symbols of occultism are used to mock ritualistically and symbolically mock the so-called controller class, okay, the heavies of the real people in power, okay? So the police and military are actually occultically mocked and hated and loathed by their owners. It is not that they are the ones who are in control. Their minds are being controlled by people who have much, much, much more knowledge and power than they do. And basically, the symbolism that is used in their regalia and uniforms continuously reinforces the ideas of mind control and mockery. And that's what we're going to see in this hour.
So the powers that shouldn't be, they think of the police and military as goyim, or cattle, or useless eaters, don't they?
It's almost beyond that. That's what they really think of the general public. And as we'll see, they have two basic terms that they use to describe people. They have one term that they use for the general public of hypnotized, the hypnotized masses who aren't really paying attention to anything worth paying attention to, but are off watching television and, you know, listening to the mainstream media. Then they have another name that they use to describe the controller class that does their bidding for them, that basically does their dirty work, where these occultists are too scared, like you said earlier, they're too cowardly to actually do any of the actual dirty work for themselves, so that they mind control other people into doing that work for them, and they hate those people even more than the general asleep public. And I'll be talking about what those two terms are when we get back. But I want to give a small background before we get into that of what is the knowledge ultimately that they're holding back, trying to hold back from us so desperately. It's all ultimately knowledge of self. If we understand how our thoughts, emotions, and actions create the reality around us, and if we understand that those three manifestations for our consciousness need to be in harmony with natural law, we will become powerful co-creators with really the creative force that is everything, okay, that is the basis of all things. And
wow,
we would see the amount of suffering in our world diminish, mm-hmm, the self-inflicted suffering diminish so greatly, and we will be able to do things beyond our wildest imaginings at this point in our evolutionary development.
I got to think, Mark, that the powers that shouldn't be, they're afraid of us tapping into that. And when we get that, we'll continue this dialogue with Mark Passio of What on Earth is Happening. This is the Bob Tuscan Show.
In a world where corrupt oppressors and oligarchs have seized control of the populations, total tyranny is amongst us. The burden of humanity rests on our shoulders. The only way out is to expose the global crime syndicate known as the New World Order. Together, we are all one. Together, we are Intel soldiers. The battle for free humanity ensues. Join us in the fight. TheIntelHub.com.
If or when the dollar crashes, an alternate system of trade will be a necessity. FreeWorldMarket.com is your free market solution to the economic crisis. Barter with small businesses without using government money. Stretch your buying power in these hard financial times by saving up to 50% on great products and services. Keep money in your community and away from the big banks. Preserve your wealth from hyperinflation and even become a merchant and immediately begin increasing your sales. Visit FreeWorldMarket.com now.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Hey, this is Jack Blood, host of Deadline Live. For years now, I have been cheating the multinational pharma cartels and have avoided extensive doctor bills by taking Enerfood products every day. These are the products that the powers that be do not want you to know about, and with Codex Alimentarius legislation are actively trying to ban. Why? Because if you take Enerfood coconut milk powder and switch to all organic NutriCafe coffee and Coco Mojo, you won't need them. Go to Enerfood.com today to learn more about how a daily inexpensive intake of nature's superfood will increase your immune system by flushing out toxins, and how this will increase your energy, stamina, and focus. You know, you can't take on the New World Order from your couch. Enerfood.com, or give them a call today, 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
All right, folks, let's jump right back into this. It's the Bob Tuscan Show with Mark Pasco. Actually, it's the Bob Tuscan Show with Bob Tusker and Tuscan with Mark Pasco. I don't know. Anyways, you get the point. Let's jump right back into it, though. Mark, take us through the police and military mockery.
Okay, so we're looking at image number 10 here in the presentation, slideshow document, which is at whatonearthishappening.com in the news section. The first article has the PDF document. Hidden knowledge. This is what ultimately controls the world, and we need to become aware that there are agendas working at higher levels that in the compartmentalized and hierarchical world that we live in, we may not be privy to. And many military and police personnel do not quite understand that concept, that they may be doing work for people with a very dark agenda indeed, but they are mind-controlled into thinking and propagandized into thinking that they are always doing the right thing. So what is the knowledge ultimately that the dark occultists hold at the higher levels of this hierarchy of information that they so desperately want to keep back from us? And I would say it is none other than knowledge of self. In slide number 11, I show the manifestations of consciousness. Now, we shouldn't confuse this with consciousness itself. These are the ways that consciousness actually manifests itself in our physical reality. And that is through our thoughts or the mind, okay, our emotions, which I call the spiritual side of ourselves, okay, the spirit in which we do things, it could be looked at as, and our actions, which we perform with our body and affect the physical world with. So these three aspects of the trinity of consciousness, okay, is how we create our reality through what we think, through how we feel, and then through how we act upon those two former principles in the world. Okay? When we bring them into unison or harmony with each other, we will create things that we want to see and experience, and we will not create a lot of suffering for ourselves. When these three things are in opposition with each other, and we say, oh yes, I think this and I feel this, but I'll do this instead, that's oppositional consciousness or duality consciousness. And this is a very key point to keep in mind. The universe always responds to unison, to unity-based consciousness. And it always, it never really responds to grant that which we say we want when we are in duality over that concept. Okay, when our thoughts, emotions, and actions are in duality, they're not in unison with each other, we're not going to create that which we want to see. We're going to create something that is altogether the opposite of that and involves an immensity of suffering in human terms. So, consciousness's manifestations, thoughts, emotions, and actions need to be brought into harmony. These three principles have physiological analogs to them in the body, okay? And the best way to see this analogous comparison is by looking at the human brain. So I won't spend too much time on this, but I'm going to quickly cover the three basic complexes of the human brain, because this is a big part of military and police consciousness, or lack thereof, would be a better way of saying it. So we have three brain complexes within the entire human brain. There's the reptilian complex, or the R complex, the reptile brain, composed of the brainstem and the cerebellum. Then we have the mammalian brain, or what's known as the limbic system, which basically makes our ability to feel emotions possible. And then we have the human brain, which is the higher functions of the brain, or the neocortex. This is responsible for higher order thought functions, logic, creativity, intuition, scientific thought, mathematics, art, etc., all of those things. All right. So the R complex is the survival part of the brain. It is the fight or flight modality of the brain. This is where people who are continuously barraged with survival situations live chronically in this part of the brain. The fight or flight mode of the brain is where police and military live almost continuously. Now, why is that important? We'll see in a moment. If we look at slide number 16 now, we see the human neocortex and its functions. And the neocortex is bilaterally symmetrical, meaning it has a left and a right brain hemisphere. And those are highlighted in different colors there. And I show that the left brain is the masculine or solar side of the brain with all of its functions listed: analytical, logical, precise, repetitive, organized, detail-oriented, scientific, detached, literal, and sequential. And then the right brain hemisphere has the other functions of the higher order thought part of the brain. And this is what I call the feminine or the lunar side of the brain. So this is the creative imagination potentials. This is the way of just seeing things in general terms, the intuitive functions, conceptual, the big picture thinking, heuristic thinking. Empathy is also contained in this part of the brain, and this part of the brain is figurative and irregular in its nature. So this is all of the opposite functions from the scientific or physical oriented and analytical and logical left brain functions. The goal of awakening consciousness in order to bring consciousness to higher states, we need to utilize all of these functions, both left and right brain hemisphere functions, in harmony and in unison and in basically equal proportions, such that one brain hemisphere doesn't dominate the other.
Well, how do we do that?
Well, that's done through modalities of thought, okay? So it's what we pay attention to. It's done through what we eat. It's done through the ways that we actually live in our lives, not getting wrapped up into situations that are continuously survival-oriented. In many of those type situations, the brain will chronically imbalance just by nature of the environment. Environment is a big part of this. Pollution of the environment can destabilize the brain as well. Okay, so it's everything we take into ourselves is the short answer to that question. It's what we put into ourselves physically, and it's what we put into ourselves mentally and psychologically. The brain is like a computer. If garbage goes in, garbage will come out.
Yep, garbage in, garbage out. We need to not let ourselves be programmed, if you will, by the mainstream brainwash and the police and military symbolism and mockery that takes place. We'll dig deeper into that in just a moment. We're coming up to another break. But when we get back, we'll continue this talk with Mark Passio on what on earth is happening. No, we're not on what on earth is happening. We're on the Bob Tuscan Show. His website is What on Earth is Happening. And this is Oracle Broadcasting.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuffman Show. Let's pick it right back up with Mark Passio. Mark, take it away, brother.
Yes, so we were talking about consciousness in the last segment and the imbalancing of the brain hemisphere when we live in the R complex of the brain. When we live in that modality, the fight or flight modality of consciousness, or more accurately, the lack of consciousness, the neocortex, both brain hemispheres, the left and right brain hemisphere, becomes synaptically damaged. And I have a slide of this showing this scientifically. It's a PET scan slide in image number 18 of the human neocortex, which is you're looking at it from the ventral side, meaning the underneath side of the human brain, and we see a balanced brain on the left-hand side of the image, and then a brain that has a lot of synaptic damage on the right-hand side that is caused by continuously living or dwelling in the base brain, which is the R complex, and that destabilizes the brain. And basically, this is a person who lived almost continuously in left brain hemispherical imbalance, meaning that they did not engage the functions of the right brain, the creative, imaginative, and intuitive and empathetic capacities of the right brain hemisphere. They constantly lived in the left brain, and that basically made them go into the R complex of the brain even deeper. Now, one of the things I said in the presentation that does this is adrenaline. Adrenaline is very damaging to the neocortex as well. And you can't think of two groups of people who live on adrenaline and are adrenaline junkies more than the police and the military. This is a dangerous drug and should be looked at as a dangerous drug. And yet, they basically live for that rush of adrenaline, many of them anyway, and don't understand the amount of damage that that drug, which is what it is that we carry around with us in our bodies, that is only supposed to be used in extreme survival situations, how they become addicted to that. So in the next slide, on image number 20, I was explaining the mindset of the dark occult, because I worked with these individuals, these psychopathic people, in my past, until I suffered so much where I realized I had to change my way of thinking, where I was basically going to die. And I chose the path of rising in consciousness and coming out of that hideous way of seeing the world and the people in it. But I'm trying to explain to people what the view of people in the dark occult, the controllers, the real controllers of the world, how they view everyone else. And I show a picture of people hypnotized here for a reason. This is the way the dark occultists view the average person in the world, as completely unconscious. And when they're not engaged in thought, emotion, and action, when they are ignorant, apathetic, and lazy, and cowardly, and don't affect any change around them in the world, okay, the dark occultists see this as total abdication of all personal responsibility to self, and they loathe that, actually. See, because they have these three principles united amongst themselves. That may sound strange to certain people, but because the emotional part of it is what they seem not to have at all, and they do not have emotions as we think of emotions, the dark occultists, okay? They do have a form of care, though. I call it dark care. They care very much about their agenda and whether they're carrying it out or not. They have willpower. to act on it. And they have a great amount of intelligence. And anybody that thinks that these aren't intelligent people, yes, they may not have the sacred feminine balance to the emotional intellect. To the scientific intellect that they wield. That is true. So therefore, you can't call it holistic intelligence. However, it is left brain intelligence, and they have great intellectual acumen. Make no mistake about that, and do not underestimate that in these psychopathic individuals. But they do have a form of care, and that is the care for what they are doing in the world. They are carrying out their agenda in full consciousness and knowing of what they are doing. And therefore, since these three principles are united, although it may be for evil purposes, the universe, once again, will respond to unity consciousness over dualistic consciousness any time of the day. Okay? So, just highlighting that point, going back to slide number 20, the hypnotized people, if you look at slide number 21, you will see the term that the dark occultists call the average individual. They call people who do not use their thoughts, their emotions, and their actions, and have abdicated their personal responsibility, the dead. This is the name that dark occultists use for the general public. Yes, the dead.
The Grateful Dead?
No, simply dead, as in not alive. They look at this, the rationale for this is, if they don't take the personal responsibility to engage their own mind, okay, their own bodies and their own spirits, their thoughts, actions, and emotions, they are essentially, effectively dead. And anything we do to them is basically absolved because we didn't do it to a spiritually living being. We did it to an inert piece of matter. That's their rationale. As twisted of thinking as that may be, that's where their mindset is at. Okay? So they call people the dead, and this is not the lowest of what they think of anyone. They actually hate people and loathe people much more than the class of people they refer to simply as the dead, and that is the police and the military. These are the people who the dark occultists of the earth despise, vehemently despise more than any other people alive. Okay, they have another name that they call these individuals to separate them from the class of people that they simply refer to as the dead. They call the police and the military, and again, I stress this in the presentation, firsthand knowledge of this, that this is what they call these two classes of individuals. They call them our dogs. That is their name for the police and the military.
Why the military wears dog tags, perhaps?
That's a slide coming up in the future, but it is indeed why they give military dog tags. Yes, because you're being symbolically told that you are their pets. You are owned wholesale by people who you don't even know, never met, don't understand their mindset, don't understand their ways of thinking, their worldview, their agenda, their rituals, their symbols. It's right there in plain sight. They give them dog tags. They refer to them in private as our dogs. You'll never hear them say that to their face. They'll prop them up on a pedestal and say these are people to be respected and practically worshipped. But in private, this is what their owners think of them. And for the people out there who may be listening who don't think that the military and the police have owners, you're so sadly mistaken that you don't understand anything about what's going on in the world if that's what you think.
That's exactly right, Mark. And let me just make a quick disclaimer. I have a lot of good friends and family that join the military or are police officers. And by all means, folks, we're not trying to alienate them. We're trying to illuminate the dark ones so that they understand how they're being mocked, because we do care for them. We want them to understand that they're our brothers and sisters and that they are pawns for the useless eater powers that shouldn't be pedophile scumbags. I'm going to start calling them useless leaders. Let's turn the table, because at the end of the day, folks, we need to regain this mess. Otherwise, we're headed to complete chaos. This is the Bob Tuscan Show. We'll pick it up with Mark Pass, you know, his website, whatonearthishappening.com. Facing it alone,
to keep my cool. Make them think I'm made of stone.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Okay, folks, let's jump right back into this. This is the Bob Tuscan Show with our special guest, Mark Passio. Mark's going to be a regular on the program. He also does a show Sundays on OracleBroadcasting.com from 5 to 7 p.m. East Coast time. And he takes a look at all of the topics we were talking about on the show tonight and much, much more. And he's going to be interviewing many guests that his research mingles with and falls in line with. And it's going to be a great treat every Sunday to tune into Mark's show. Last week was his first show. And folks, you're not going to want to miss What on Earth is Happening Sundays on OracleBroadcasting.com. Okay, Mark, let's jump right back into it.
Sure.
We still got a lot to cover, and just a quick disclaimer, we might not be able to finish all of the stuff today, so that's why we want you to check out the full talk that will be released on your website that you gave at the Free Your Mind conference.
That's right. And we're working on the videos feverishly, and they will be released on the Free Your Mind conference website. I don't want to make any promises of a specific date, hopefully within about a month.
Okay, fair enough. And a lot of those talks have leaked out, so if the listeners really wanted to dig for it, I'm sure they could do a quick YouTube search and find it. So
yes, just as a caveat to that, the videos that are out there from the Free Your Mind conference are handheld from viewers in the audience. We had a tripod mounted camera with professional sound hooked up to the audio board at the event.
Sure.
So ours will be even better quality, but some of the ones out there are pretty decent.
With the exception of mine, of course, because I was able to as well on a tripod get my talk. So that talk actually that I gave at the Free Your Mind conference is at our website, bobtuscan.com. It's on the right-hand side. And if you haven't seen my little talk, my little humble talk, please do. And I want to thank you, Mark, for helping me with my slideshow.
Sure.
It seemed like when the disk drive went through the security at the airport, everything was wiped off, and I got there with, you know, this whole presentation that I was ready to give and these slides that I had put together, and they were gone mysteriously.
Well,
but, Mark, you helped out tremendously.
Regardless of that, we came together and solved that problem, and I was able to get you some of your slides rebuilt, and the presentation went off without a hitch nonetheless.
It did, and the slides were far better than what I could do. Mark's got some skills as a graphic arts guy, and you know, he definitely helped out and took my humble little talk and gave it some nice aesthetics. So I thank you again for that. But let's jump right into the talk here. We're talking about how these guys are mocked. They are some of the most mocked, useless eaters, if you will, out there.
Well, in image 26 on this presentation document, I show a very overt sign of occult symbolism placed at, it's actually buildings as seen from above from a satellite image from a U.S. Navy base at Coronado Island, San Diego. And what I'm showing this for is to show how occult symbolism is hidden in plain sight. Okay, plain sight is the name of the game here. It's worn, it's carried, it's in images that we see all around us. It's in advertising, it's in architecture, as we see here. The images that I'm going to explain, the symbolism I'm going to explain related to police and military, are not often this overt. They require a deeper understanding of how some of these symbols are used in different occult schools of thought. Therefore, they will not be as easy to see by someone who is not initiated into an occult way of thinking about things and of seeing the world. Okay? So we need to understand that language is a hidden, that symbolism is a hidden language. And what we are doing is basically decoding a language, just like if we were to look up a word in a French dictionary and then it gives us the answer of what the meaning of the word in English, we are decoding that word. So this is another form of decoding, but it is done symbolically. So in image number 27, I show the symbol called the pentagram. It's a five-pointed star. Each point of the star, traditionally in different occult schools, represents the four elements of the physical world plus the fifth element, which is the spiritual reality. And the spirit is raised to the highest point, with the point pointing upward, not downward, okay, the fifth point. So we have earth, air, water, fire, and spirit, with earth being resources, okay, representing resources or talents or innate capabilities, right? Air representing intellect or mental capacity. Water representing the emotional makeup of the being, and fire representing the active principles or the capacity for action that the individual has. So spirit needs to be in charge of all of these, basically. It needs to be raised to the most prominent position such that we understand that our nature is essentially spiritual and that we are a spiritual being having a physical or human experience in the physical world. Mm-hmm. This was often depicted by placing a being, or a man or woman, sometimes a combination, an androgynous form, in the middle of the pentagram. And that's seen there in image number 28, and the names Adam and Eve written on the pentagram, and then the name Yeshua is written around points of the five-pointed star. Okay, so this is showing the true spiritual nature of the human being by having the point, the spiritual point raised to the highest significance. And the shin character in Hebrew, which is at the very top of the head, the point where the head of the being is at, represents light. That means light. Shin means light in Hebrew. So the next section I want to talk about is the satanic pentagram. Okay, and instead of me attempting to describe it, I'll simply read you the words of the founder and high priest of the Church of Satan, which he described when he described the inverted or satanic pentagram
right from the horse's mouth.
Image number 30 here on the slideshow, exactly, coming right from one of the higher dark occultists. Formerly, he died in, I believe, it was 1997.
The higher dark horses.
Right. So LaVey, who was the former high priest of the Church of Satan until his death in 1997, in his book, The Satanic Bible, which I highly encourage everyone to read, to get into the mindset of the dark occultists who are ultimately controlling things. This is like a primer. It's a
I don't want to read that kind of stuff, Mark.
I think it would behoove everyone to really look at it. It's like having the game plan of
You're right.
It really is. To understand the enemy.
As much as I don't like to learn about, you know, for instance, the Franklin cover-up or, you know, some of the trauma-based mind control, even though it doesn't sit well and it kind of gives me the heebie-jeebies, it's important for us to look at it. So as much as I don't want to read that stuff, I guess you're right, Mark. I probably should look into it to see their game plan.
It's actually very enlightening to understand where their mindset is at, believe it or not. It's so sadistic and twisted and vile that I go back and look at it myself from time to time and realize that my mind was right there in my past. It was
so
right.
What did LaVey say, or what did this high...
He's talking about the inverted pentagram in his book, The Satanic Bible. He says the Baphomet, which is what the inverted pentagram is referred to as in Satanism in general, the religion of Satanism. He says the Baphomet represents, and you can call it a religion, you can call it an ideology. That's really what it is. It's a way of living. It's a way of seeing the world and living in it. The Baphomet, this is LaVey's words, the Baphomet represents the powers of darkness combined with the generative fertility of the goat. In its pure form, the pentagram is shown encompassing the figure of a man in the five points of the star, with three points up and two pointing down, symbolizing man's spiritual nature. Okay, so there he's admitting man's spiritual nature. Okay, and this is how this was traditionally depicted. I show this in slide number 31. In slide 32, showing the pentagram, the inverted pentagram with the goat head in the middle of it and the Hebrew letters for Leviathan written around the outside. See, in the first image, Yeshua is written, the name for Jesus. In the second image, the name of Leviathan, the beast, is written around the outside edge of the pentagram. And the spiritual point is pointing downward. We'll see why in a moment. Back to LaVey's description of the inverted pentagram. He says, in Satanism, the pentagram is also used. But since Satanism represents the carnal instincts of man, or the opposite of spiritual nature, the pentagram is inverted to perfectly accommodate the head of the goat. Its horns representing duality thrust upwards in defiance. The other three points inverted were the Trinity denied.
There you go, folks. We'll pick that up in just a moment with Mark Passio. Final segment coming up on the Bob Tusman Show.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris and Cherie, hosts of Truth Frequency, here to tell you all about our favorite suppliers of entheogens and sacred plants, Bouncing Bear Botanicals. This is the only supplier that I trust for fresh ayahuasca vine directly from the Amazon basin. Just go to truthfrequencyradio.com and click on the banner right on our front page.
And don't forget, Chris, Bouncing Bear also offers only the freshest Amanita muscaria, San Pedro cactus, Salvia divinorum, Thai kratom, and much, much more. So order now through our website, truthfrequencyradio.com, by clicking on the banner. Your order will be shipped securely, and your information is always kept safe and confidential. And by ordering through truthfrequencyradio.com, not only will you get the best customer service on the planet, but you'll also be supporting the show.
So don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, tap into the Truth Frequency every Saturday at 10 o'clock Central on Oracle Broadcasting, truthfrequencyradio.com.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Okay, folks, final segment on the Bob Tuscan Show tonight. We'll be back tomorrow night with more. Of course, we've been joined with Mark Passio from What on Earth is Happening for the full show. If you missed any of it, it's at our website. The archive's found at bobtuskin.com, T-U-S-K-I-N. And let's jump right into the Pentagon. I mean, the pentagram. There you go. That was a Freudian slip, perhaps, because I wanted to tell you that, of course, the Pentagon, the home of the military, we've been talking about police and military mockery, if you will, if you're just joining us, and the Pentagon, or the pentagram, I think, which is connected, is a big part of this mockery of the police and military. Let's talk about that, Mark.
Sure. So we left off on describing LaVey's definition of the inverted pentagram, and he said that the two points that point upward represent duality, keeping us in us versus them mode, in warring amongst each other, divide and conquer, and keeping us in duality within, such that our thoughts, our emotions, and our actions are not unified, but in duality. The other three points, inverted, they're thrust downward, representing the Trinity denied. And we should not look at this as the Christian Trinity per se, but there is an esoteric Trinity, and we've already covered that. It is the thoughts, the emotions, and the actions, which is what the dark occultists need to keep down. Okay? They need to keep our thoughts, emotions, and our actions in a state of being stifled, in a state of deadness, essentially, or we will rise in consciousness and stop falling for their mind control. And this is what this inverted pentagram represents, ultimately, is raising duality above consciousness. So, In the next image, image number 34, I show a recruiting poster for the U.S. Army, the actual symbol of the Army from a recruiting poster, I should say, and it is simply a five-pointed star. You'll notice it points upward. This is because they are associating the upward pentagram, which we already understand from a subconscious psychological standpoint. Okay, this is an archetype, which is a deep-seated symbol, that a deep-seated form that basically carries meaning with it without even needing words attached to it. The form itself carries meaning. This is in our ancestral memory. That's why archetypes are used for symbolism such as military symbolism. So the upright pentagram used for the army, and this is a symbol of sovereignty. Okay, that's why it's used for the 50 states. Each one is supposed to be a sovereign state on the U.S. flag. Okay, the symbol of sovereignty represents self-ownership. Well, that's what they're trying to get you to associate with the U.S. Army, when it's anything but. It's the exact opposite of sovereignty and self-ownership. You are owned by someone else and must follow all orders. You're giving your body over. You're giving your mind over. You're giving your actions over to other individuals. And that, therefore, they're putting this symbol on it, which the upright star is a positive symbol that we are drawn to in order to draw people toward this institution. We see it on the next image, which is the recruiting poster with Uncle Sam pointed on it, right on his third eye, the one eye in the middle of the head, the all-seeing eye, the third eye chakra, is the upright pentagram. The color blue is used here because blue is a color that attracts people and pulls them in. And basically, here's the star being used again to represent sovereignty. They want you for the U.S. Army, and they're telling you, join us, you'll be sovereign, you'll be a self-ruler. Symbolically, that's what's being said, when in fact the exact opposite is actually true. Five-star generals, which is the next image of the pentagram, image number 36 used here, and they, you can see in the negative space it forms the hub of the inverted pentagram. If you just completed the lines, you would see the inverted pentagram actually be formed by the five-star generals, five stars in alignment there, forming a pentagon in the middle and an inverted pentagram if we connect the lines of the pentagon. In the next image, we see the star used in the U.S. Air Force. This is image number 37. 38, I highlight the star being used in the middle. And in 39 and 40, I show that what we're really looking at is the face of a demon in this logo, in this emblem.
I see it. It's amazing.
An angry, horned demon face with big teeth being bared there. But unless you looked at it against the dark negative background, black background, it would be difficult to see that. It would just simply
sure.
look like a set of wings with a star.
So is that Baphomet?
It's difficult to say. In all of my research, this looks more like, and I can't say this for 100% certain, but this looks more like, in depictions of demons that I have researched, this looks more like the demon Chort. Is one of his names, and I've also seen this type of face used for a demon named Belphegor. Depictions of different demons from like Solomonic magic or Goetia.
And so, I don't mean to digress too much here because we're wrapping things up rapidly here, folks. But are reptilians what we consider to be demons? You know, we look at even the Christian notion of the devil, and it seems to be very close to the concept of reptilians. I don't know how much you've gotten into that. We've talked about the reptilian part of the brain.
Well, certainly our reptilian self is our demonic side within our own selves.
Interesting.
That we need to keep at bay and not give over ourselves to, which is the fight-or-flight mode and the pure survival and physically identified instinct that
sure,
we all carry.
That's that adrenaline-based synaptic response, and it's triggered with trauma-based mind control. Mark, final moments of the program here. Let's wrap things up. We got about a minute left.
Okay, so I'll just continue with some imagery here to show an inverted pentagram being used for the police here in image number 41. This is the Victoria Police in Australia with an inverted pentagram and stars, uprighted stars, on the cross in the middle of this emblem, with the crown of England being raised to the top level. Okay, even though it's an inverted pentagram, and it says uphold the right. And what I would suggest is this is anything but the right of the people, the natural law rights of the people. They are upholding the right of royalty to rule over the people that they look at as their subjects, and that is what they are upholding, and that's what they are tasked to uphold by the British Crown, not the sovereign rights of the people. In image 42, we see the Medal of Valor, the Military Medal of Valor, which has satanic symbolism all over it.
Wow, it's just everywhere, Mark. This stuff never stops. Mark, we're going to have you back on soon. The full presentation can be found at his website. Mark Passio, ladies and gentlemen, thanks so much.
Bob, thank you so much for having me.
Take care, buddy. All right, folks. That just about does it for us on the Bob Tusman Show. I don't know about you guys, but I wish we had more time. Mark just has so much information. He's just so knowledgeable, and I love the guy. Because he really shows us the symbolism that's right in front of our face. And he offers solutions. Check out his presentation where he offers solutions. And at the end of every show, as you know, folks, I like to tell people to get out there, get their hands dirty, and plant some seeds. You know, I like to talk about the problems because I think we need to expose them. But at the same time, we need solutions. We need action. We need a revolution. This is the Bob Tusman Show, home of the paradigm shift in these serious times. Signing off until tomorrow, I'm Bob Tusman.
And oligarchs seize control of the populations. Total tyranny is amongst us. The burden of humanity rests on our shoulders. The only way out is to expose the global crime syndicate known as the New World Order. Together, we are all one. Together, we are Intel soldiers. The battle for free humanity ensues. Join us in the fight. TheIntelHub.com.
If or when the dollar crashes, an alternate system of trade will be a necessity. FreeWorldMarket.com is your free market solution to the economic crisis. Barter with small businesses without using government money. Stretch your buying power in these hard financial times by saving up to 50% on great products and services. Keep money in your community and away from the big banks.
preserve your wealth from hyperinflation, and even become a merchant and immediately begin increasing your sales. Visit freeworldmarket.com now.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online. Worldwide. At OracleBroadcasting.com.